The Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast episode number 1205. Today is the 1st of April 2021, and I'm your host, Brian. Thanks for joining us. We're talking today about 1949. We have some great content for you today. But first, before we move on to talk about the subject of today's episode, let's take a moment to talk about our sponsors. We have no sponsors. This is just a demo of what deep learning can do. Ha ha ha. Okay, let's get to it. The so-called Chinese People's Volunteers entered the Korean War as UN troops in October 1950. By the time hostilities ended in July 1953, more than 2,000 US soldiers and 1,500 Chinese had entered Korean service. Chinese positions observed by US soldiers in March 1953 during the Korean War. U-2s, a U-Haul and a B-52 bomber observe a Chinese position on the outskirts of Pyeongchang, South Korea, on March 3, 1953. Although the Soviet Union clearly had no interest in breaking the Allied unification efforts with West Germany, it did not end the blockade. Although the Russian Federation and the U.S. government in Washington, D.C., were apparently not worried about the possibility of the Soviets breaking away from Allied unification efforts with the West and Germany. Although the Soviet Union clearly has no interest in breaking off the unification efforts of its allies with East Germany and North Korea, the USSR ended the blockades in 1953. The attempt to unite the western half of the country angered the Soviet Union, which feared that it would destabilize half of its country, as half would become a strong capitalist force in West Berlin, while the communist-controlled territory in East Germany would become a stronger communist force. The attempt to unite the eastern half of West Germany with the West angered the Soviet Union. But they have also been angered by attempts to unify in the East and West. The attempt at unity in the East and West, but he fears that the attempt to unify the western half of both countries would lead to instability and destabilization, as half of West Berlin would become the stronger capitalist forces, while half of East Germany would be the strongest communist control over the area. While the communists worked to strengthen their influence in rural society, the nationalists used all the resources necessary to contain Japan and focus on Japan, while working to strengthen their influence in rural societies. In 1949-50, urban policy focused on restoring order, repairing the economy, and eradicating catastrophic inflation from the urban economy. May symbolized the break with the old society, while the new was dramatized by mass organizations and the regime's electoral style. When measuring American party identities, Gallup considers both Republicans and Democrats, socialist, usually reaching about 1% who identify as socialist. In the immediate state of social existence, the term socialism is used by the society created by the 1917-1949 revolution, but the Cold War discourse ignores Marx's few references to such a system, including in his writings on socialism, communism, and the Soviet Union. Early work on comparative economies ignores the role of socialism in the so-called Soviet bloc. The men at the top of the list are John F. Kennedy, George H. W. Bush, Herbert Hoover and Lyndon Johnson. Women include Margaret Sanger, Betty Friedan, Margaret Thatcher, Jane Goodall, Barbara Boxer, Gloria Steinem, Bill Clinton, Nancy Pelosi, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, John Kerry, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and John McCain. The Communist Party officially recognized three major political campaigns that brought the revolutionary nature of the CCP closer to the main urban groups in late 1951 and early 1952. Although the Communists had not had a major city since World War II, they had access to weapons seized from Japanese shipments in Manchuria, as well as a large amount of weapons and ammunition. The founding of the People's Republic of China also ended the long process of government overthrow in China, which began with the Chinese Revolution of 1911. It brought about a transition from a monarchist regime, most recently embodied in the form of the Qing Dynasty, to a modern state, to a democratic state with the People's Republic of China. Meanwhile, the Soviet Union occupied Manchuria, but withdrew when Chinese Communist forces were on the ground to claim the territory. In the 1970s, the United States continued to recognize the Republic of China, based in Taiwan, as China's true government and supported the government that held the Chinese seat at the United Nations. In October 1949, after a series of military victories, Mao Zedong announced the establishment of the People's Republic of China, and Chang and his troops fled to Taiwan to regroup and plan their efforts to recapture the mainland. The Korean War, which put the PRC and the United States on opposite sides of an international conflict, ended without an opportunity to arrange between them. The Korean conflict and the prevention of its spread to the south led to the decision of the U.S. government to protect the government of Chiang Kai-shek in Taiwan. Stalin proved to be versatile, and signed an agreement between the Soviet Union and China to end tensions with the Chinese in exchange for the withdrawal of Soviet troops from Manchuria and other parts of China. This was 1949, by the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, and this was episode number 1205. My name is Brian Baker, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.